Blog.
Tonight on MLB Central, your host Will McElhattan and Benson Factor will be discussing topics including the best parts of baseball in the world, the best of parts of April in the world of baseball, and the All-Star Series to pay attention to. Member fans, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral.
On this day in baseball history, 1991, Rangers right fielder Nolan Ryan pitches the seventh no-hitter of his career when he defeats the Blue Jays at Arlington Stadium 3-0. And the 44-year-old Texan fireballer, who strikes out 16 batters, becomes the oldest major leaguer ever to throw a no-hit game. The baseball joke of the day. What are the rules in zebra baseball?
I don't know. What are they?
Three stripes and you're out. Now it's time for the random player of the day. And yesterday, Will guessed right off the bat, so I'm going to give our fans a little bit more of a chance today. So I'm going to remember, as Will said earlier, call at 516-666-990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral to guess the random player of the day. And we are just getting started. So the first information that I'd like to give out is this guy is a Dodger, and he started playing in 2019. He obviously plays now. His positions are pinch hitter, third baseman, and second baseman. He bats right, throws right. Height is 5'11", weight 205 pounds. Born November 23rd, 1984 in Long Beach, California. High school, Mayfair High School. School, California State University, Fullerton. Drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in the seventh round of the 2006 amateur draft. Signed June 26, 2006. Debut September 8, 2009 versus Boston. Two at-bats, no hits, no home runs, no ribbies, and no stolen bases. Rookie status. Exceeded rookie limits during 2011 season. Team, Mets, Dodgers, Orioles 2009 through 2015. 2015 contract status. Signed for 2015, 1 year, $2.5 million. Service time, 4.045. Arbitration eligible in 2016. Bridge in 2017, and the agents are the legacy agency. So, his numbers for his former teams were 83, 15, 6, and 2. And his number for his current team, the Dodgers, is number 10. Will, do you have any guesses?
Is it Scott Van Slyke?
That is incorrect. We will get back to that later. Fans, 516-666-990. Chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral to guess and to get off this winless streak and to beat Will tonight. All right, so since it is Friday, May the 1st, we are going to do the best of April. And so we will be doing this every first of the month. We'll be doing it June 1st, July, and so on and so forth. So we're going to start off with the best and the worst MLB players of April 2015. So just real quick, who are your best and worst MLB players of 2015 in the month of April?
My best player for April would have to be probably a guy like Adrian Gonzalez. I mean, got off to a really hot start hitting the long ball, and I just think he's been really tearing through the first month of April. And my worst player, hopefully won't be the worst for long, well, you could say most disappointing, is going to have to be Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
And how he's just been struggling miserably.
So, as I said before, the first month of the 2015 MLB season is in the books. And it's time to resurrect one of our favorite features, the best and worst players of the month. These choices are purely subjective. Those statistics are obviously taken into account. Agree or disagree with any choices? Let us know. Good. We're also going to be keeping track of the winners and losers of each award each month, giving us a nice look back at who's been hot, who's been cold as the season goes on. So it's going to be interesting to see, it's the first month, what we have going in November. I mean, I think it's going to be quite interesting to see who the best and worst players of the month were.
Yeah, definitely.
first award that we're giving out for April is the AL Best Hitter of the Month. Well, who do you have in this category?
For this, I would have to have Adam Jones. I mean, he has an incredible batting average early in the season, and he's been a big factor in games that the Orioles have won this year.
I mean, I'm with you right here with Adam Jones, but you also can't forget the likes of Miguel Cabrera, Nelson Cruz, Josh Donaldson, Devin Travis, and Stephen Vogt. I mean, putting the AL Best Hitter of the Month is hard because you have all these talented guys. I'm sticking with you here. I'm saying Adam Jones because he hit 400 for the month of April, Mr. Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles. He hit exactly 400 to go along with a 440 OBP and 707 slugging. Yeah, he only homered five times, half of the total of Nelson Cruz and Hanley Ramirez. But Jones was just a better overall all-around player this month than either of those players. Could you imagine if the Mariners still had him in their lineup along with Cruz? They would be unstoppable. But hey, Seattle's loss is Baltimore's game. All right, it's time for the AL Worst Hitter of the Month. Will, who do you have?
I would have to have... Can you go first on this one?
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of just full hitters this month in the American League who are supposed to be good hitters. You have Matt Joyce, who I'm going to be picking, but there's also Carlos Beltran, Craig Gentry, Chris Iannetta, Logan Morrison, Rene Rivera. These people are doing awful, but Matt Joyce just stands out to me. His average is 134, his OBP is 181, and he's slugging 179. Only has 2 runs scored, 5 RBIs, 72 plate appearances, so that's a lot. But it's not a good line for anyone, let alone a corner outfielder on a team expected to contend for a playoff berth. The Angels' offense has been pretty rough this year, and the struggles of Joyce and Chris Iannetta, a dishonorable mention, are a huge reason why. Josh Hamilton isn't walking through that door anytime soon, kids. Well?
My worst player for the AL has to be Victor Martinez so far. I mean, he's played a decent amount, 21 games, and he's only batting .231. I mean, he really just hasn't been there for the Tigers at all this season, only 9 RBIs. And, I mean, if he's going to need to turn it on soon to get back to that monster year bank, 335 he had last year.
So it's not time for the NL Best Hitter of the Month. And I have Adrian Gonzalez here. Also can't forget the likes of Matt Carpenter, Corey Dickerson, Paul Goldschmidt, A.J. Pierce-Zinke, and Joey Votto. These are all great hitters. But in the end, Adrian Gonzalez got off to a ridiculous start this season. And while he hasn't really matched that fervor, no one expected him to. But let's be honest here, the guy hit 8 homers. The most of any player in the National League. He had a ridiculous .383 average, .432 on base percentage, .790 slugging, head and shoulders above every other regular in the National League. There really wasn't another choice here. Gonzalez has been on another planet this season.
For the National League, I would have to go with also Adrian Gonzalez. I mean, he's just been the best hitter, I would have to say, on the planet right now, the way he's hitting the ball and hitting it for power and pulling in a whole bunch of RBIs, having 19 on the season.
So the NL Worst Hitter of the Month, in my mind, has to be Chase Utley. Okay, but there's also Marlon Byrd, Tuffy Gucewicz, Jonathan Lucroy, Jared Soltomamacchia, and Grady Sizemore. These are all awful players. But I like Chase Utley. He's a great player that had a fantastic career. However, he's been awful this season for a putrid Phillies team. In 21 games, Utley has hit a god-awful 114 average, 198 on-base percentage, and 200 slugging. That's good for a WRC plus of 1. That's right, 1. Utley's home run total, 2, is higher than his WRC plus. That's horrendous. And consider this. This homer total is only extra base hits of this season. And he came... And became in the same game as his one stolen base of the season. So he hit 2 home runs and his one stolen base in 1 game. Take that 1 game out of the sample, and Utley is on a 5-for-77 run with 0 extra base hits. It's simply staggering.
Yeah, I mean, Chase Utley, wow. I mean, just really taking a downfall part of the first part of the season, but I would have to go here with Jimmy Rollins. I mean, somewhat surprised he went to the Dodgers after being really a veteran on the Philadelphia Phillies. And he's starting off here with only 8 RBIs and a point and batting only .185. I mean, not really the numbers he's been looking for early this year.
So the AL Best Pitcher of the Month award, I'm going to have to put it on Chris Archer's shoulders. There are just so many AL great pitchers. There's Sonny Gray, the usual Felix Hernandez, Scott Kazner, Dallas Keuchel, and Jake Odorizzi. And the right starter was an absolute beast to start off 2015. As 5 starts, Archer threw 32 in the 3rd innings. He struck out 37. He walked only 6 and gave up only 3 on runs, all of which came on opening day against the Orioles. It's been 27 and 1/3 innings since Archer has allowed an earned run. It's only 17 base runners over his last 4 starts. Needless to say, Tampa Bay's best starter has been fantastic.
My best pitcher has for the AL has to go to Ubaldo Jimenez. I mean, in his 3 decisions, he's 2-1 and 22.2 innings pitched. He's averaging about a strikeout an inning. And then his ERA is only .159, which is extremely low.
Now time for the AL Worst Pitcher of the Month. I have Ross Detweiler here, okay? There's also like the Kendall Graveman, Wade Miley, Bud Norris, Rick Porcello, and Chris Tillman. I feel bad for Ross Detweiler. He was an important part of the National Association in 2012. Made just 13 starts in 2013 while dealing with injury and was jettisoned to the bullpen in 2014. Now he's a member of the Texas Rangers, and things aren't going so well. Detweiler has made just 4 starts this year after made through the 6th inning of any of them, totaling just 17 2/3 innings for the season. He struck out 10 hitters, but walked 9. He allowed 17 earned runs and 6 homers in those 4 starts, leading to a horrendous 8.66 ERA and a nearly as bad 8.17 FIP for Rangers' rotation that has been smashed in its collective face with injuries early in the 2015 season. Detweiler struggles aren't exactly helping matters.
My worst AL pitcher of the month has to go to Mark Burley. I mean, he is not, even though his record may be decent, 3-2 with 5 starts, his ERA is near the 7 range and only has 11 strikeouts on the season. So he's had a pretty rough time this far.
It's now time for the NL Best Pitcher of the Month. I have Johnny Cueto. You can't forget the likes of Jake Arrieta, Garrett Cole, Zach Greinke, Aaron Herring, Max Scherzer. And this was a tough choice for me. And both Max Scherzer and Garrett Cole were close runners up to Cueto, but I had to go with the Red Sox, in large part because he hasn't failed to finish the 7th inning in any of his 5 starts this year. He saw 37 innings, struck out 38, walked only 5, and has pitched to a stellar 1.95 ERA. Even in his lone, quote-unquote, bad start of the year on April 17th against the Cardinals, he allowed just 1 run through 6 innings before falling apart in the 7th. Cueto pitching was great news for the Reds, who need him to stay on the mound if they have any hope for contending for a playoff spot, or if they want to flip him to a contender in July.
My best NL pitcher has to go to Matt Harvey. I mean, he's 4-0 with a 3 ERA, which, I mean, could be better, but hasn't gotten a loss on the season, and he has already 31 strikeouts, so he's doing very good with his numbers.
It is now time for the NL Worst Pitcher of the Month. So here I have to go with Ryan Vogelsong. I mean, there's also the guys like David Buchanan, Trevor Cahill, Kyle Kendrick, Matt Latos, and Kyle Busch. I mean, I actually had Kyle Kendrick penciled in the spot, but then Ryan Vogelsong laid a turd at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday. Vogelsong has made 2 league appearances and 3 starts this season, pressed back into the rotation because of the Giants' injury issues. He's been pretty bad in whatever role Bruce Bochy has decided to use him. In 19 and 1/3 innings, he's allowed 20 earned runs, far from optimal. While he has struck out 17, he's walked 11 and has almost incomprehensibly allowed 8 home runs. He's gotten through the 5th just one since two thirds and got blitzed for five turnovers, five and two thirds innings of a lead. The Giants are going to need more from him if they want to repeat as World Series champions. But then again, it is an odd year.
The worst NL pitcher in my perspective has to be John Lester. And I don't think he's been the worst. I just think he really didn't produce at all for the Chicago Cubs this year. I mean, 1-2 with a 4.71 ERA. That's not going to make you very deep into the playoffs. And so that's my pick.
All right, we're going to break. When we come back, we will be going over the AL Best Rookie of the Month and the NL Best Rookie of the Month before we get into our All-Star Dream Team Series. So I'm Madison Beckermarkos, Will McElhattan. We'll see you in 3 minutes. Chance for the day, but first, 516-666-990 or on Twitter channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with the random player of the day guest. So, well, again, this player plays for the Dodgers. His positions are pinch hitter, third baseman, and second baseman. That's right, third straight. Height 5'11", weight 205 pounds. Born November 23, 1984, in Long Beach, California. High school, Mayfair High School. School, California State University, Fullerton. Drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in the seventh round of the 2006 Amateur Draft. Signed June 26, 2006. Debut September 8, 2009. Versus Boston, 2 at-bats, no hits, no home runs, no rookies, no stolen bases. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2011 season. teams, Mets, Dodgers, Orioles, 2009 through 2015. 2015 contract status. Signed through 2015, 1 year, $2.5 million. Service time, 4.045. Arbitration eligible, 2016. Free agent, 2017. And his agent shall have a legacy agent, too. His numbers for the Orioles, he has three different numbers, 83, 15, and 6. His number for the Mets was 2, and his number currently for the Dodgers is number 10.
Is it Justin Turner?
You are correct, but we actually do have a caller in queue. 412 Eric, you're live on LB Central. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I was going to guess Justin Turner also.
Oh, well, bad luck. So, is there anything else you'd like to give us insight questions on LB Central tonight?
No, I just want to give you guys a big thumbs up. Doing a good job.
All right, thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
All right, well, so that's actually the first caller we've had on the show, so let's give a hip hip hooray for us.
I thought we had Dustin Hoffman on one.
Dustin Hoffman was in the chat room, well.
No, he called in, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's our second call to them. So, second call of the show ever, 412 Area Code. Thank you for calling in on MLB Central.
Was that E. Taylor?
I'm honestly not sure. All right, let's get back on track a little bit with the AL Best Rookie of the Month. And I have Devin Travis here, but you can't forget Tim Beckham, Chris Martin, Paulo Orlando, Robert Ozuna, and Steven Souza Jr. I mean, Travis was the obvious choice in a weak crop of AL rookies, and don't take that as a slight on the 24-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He was my preseason choice to win the AL Rookie of the Year award, but he really doesn't have any competition so far. In 22 games, Travis has hit .325 average, .393 on base percentage, .625 slugging, and has smashed a team-leading 6 homers. Considering he's in a lineup with hitters like Josh Donaldson, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, and Russell Martin, leading the team in homers, batting average, OBP, and slugging is no easy task, but that's what Travis has done. In addition to leading baseball's rookie class in doubles, homers, batting average, slugging, runs scored, and RBI, if that's your thing.
Okay, for my AL Rookie of the Month, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
I'm going to have to go with Tim Beckham. I mean, for a rookie in his first month, batting .255 isn't great, but it's definitely where it should be. And, I mean, he already has 10 RBIs and 3 homers. I think this kid's going to turn out to be something special someday.
Oh, I just want to discuss something real quick. Say Tim Beckham's batting average again.
.255.
What about Devin Travis's .325 batting average? Did you take that into consideration?
No.
All right. So, time for the NL Best Rookie of the Month. I have Jock Peterson, but, I mean, I can't forget Chris Bryant. Can't forget Anthony Descalfani, Alex Guerrero, Chris Hutton, or Yimi Garcia. I mean, Anthony Descalfani has been great for the Reds. Chris Bryant has stolen all of the headlines for rookies this April. But Jock Peterson has been an absolute monster for the Dodgers, along with fellow rookie teammates Alex Guerrero and Yimi Garcia. In 21 games with Los Angeles' everyday center fielder, Peterson has hit for .298 average, .461 on base percentage, .596 slugging percentage, homering 4 times. He's also walked 17 times over 77 plate appearances, which just seems insane for a 23-year-old, but he did spend most of the season hanging at the bottom of the team's lineup. How Peterson plays over the rest of the year will be quite important, however, given the fact that both Carl Crawford and Yasiel Puig are on the deal. It's all on you, kid.
All right, so my NL rookie has to be Chris Bryant. And Benson, what was Peterson's batting average again?
.298.
And what is Chris Bryant's? .304. That's what I thought. Chris Bryant's just easily the better player.
Right,
and RBIs so already in 13 games.
What's Chris Bryant's on base percentage?
Let me get there. Is it 391?
Doug Pearson's is 461. That's what I thought. All right, we're going to the 7-man stretch. Surely took a bit long, but as usual, we do it. Message Tech and Marcos as well. Marco Adam will be back in a minute and a half for closing statements and say something. On LA Central, and before I go in to say something, Will and I need to settle a little bit of a dispute here. So, Will, you're about to say something before I went to break. What was the whole Chris Bryant, Jock Peterson deal?
I mean, I just don't get where you're going up with the Peterson. I mean, Chris Bryant is going to blossom into the best player. I think we'll see. I think he'll be the all-star this year, come on, next year, he's a great
right.
player.
So what is Chris Bryant's slugging percentage?
I can get it for you.
Thank you.
In just a second. Chris Bryant, slugging percentage, career. Wait, 390, wait, hold on a second. Chris Bryant's on-base percentage is .458. His slugging
and
percentage is .391.
Is .461. And his slugging is?
.391.
Wow, that's really low compared to Jock Peterson's .596. How many times has Chris Bryant homered?
How many RBIs does Jock Peterson have?
Well, we'll dispute this on Monday. So,
all right, I'll take this into the closing statements. My closing statement for the day is just the great rookies that are coming out of the league in this first month. Benson?
My closing statement is Jock Peterson is better than Chris Bryant. And, well, we'll talk about that more on Monday. So I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor for helping us with planning and production of MLB Central Monday night from scratch that Monday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Well, do you have a baseball game on Monday?
I don't know. I'll check. I'll tell you later.
All right. So Monday we will have a show. Subject change. Most likely 6:30 to 7 p.m. I will not be joining you for that show. You can listen in at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Madison Becker, my co-host as well, Mike Martin. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com with questions or insights. Have a great night.